B-Pod Studios.
I need your help. I think I'm losing it here, man.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Tuesday.
The days are starting to blur together.
So, it's Tuesday.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
It's Tuesday morning.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Why are we waking up?
You got a show to do.
To entertain folks.
And also to
help people
get through this.
Okay, if you say so.
It's showtime. Hit it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:44. That was Amy Mann before that.
Oh, yeah.
From Till Tuesday. I think last Tuesday she turned 60.
Did she?
Big 6-0. Wow. I think it was last Tuesday.
Oh, okay. We were here, right?
We were here.
Yes. Well, I can find out.
Maybe it was 3 days till Tuesday. I'm not sure.
Oh, God. Oh, could no, have been. No. I walked right into
you
it.
You did.
I
know. It's just so.
Didn't even see it coming.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Nice job, Bob.
Thanks. Very rare.
September 8th.
Which was?
I don't know. That's math.
Well, Friday was the 11th.
Oh.
I think it was Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
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 Look at
wow,
us.
Wow. That's fun stuff right there. And that's just bonus fun. You didn't expect that at all.
No, that was just right out of the gate fun. Woo!
Okay. Lots of sun. And 65 today. Wow. Very fallish. 53 tonight. And tomorrow, it gets better, 76.
Yeah.
What's going on with Hurricane Sally down by the seashore?
It's bearing down on a coast.
Oh, man. New Orleans, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Sneaking Sally through the alley.
Yeah, it's getting stronger. That's what I read last. No, not I saw.
Yeah.
Harvey Leonard was telling me things,
mm-hmm.
and I have paid attention.
Yeah, I know. But the name Sally, it's not as threatening. As it appears.
Although, that song, Ride Sally?
Sally
Ride, I feel like that.
Oh, Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally.
You know, maybe,
yeah, that's
yeah. Maybe it needs more.
Yeah.
Like Mustang,
Mustang
Sally.
Sally. That's
Hurricane
that.
Sally's not enough. I mean,
yeah, I prefer.
That's the more.
I prefer that. You're right. Good point there. Brian, appreciate that. Shutting that break down.
Yep, shutting it down.
Shutting it down. Anywho, we're getting close with our $1 million scramble, guys. We have a stumper again.
Yeah.
Jim called yesterday at 5 o'clock with J-Bo, and after J-Bo played this song, Scramble, all right, played it for him. Give him one more opportunity to crack it. You know what Jim said?
What'd he say?
Oh, I don't know.
Really?
That's what you said.
He choked?
He choked
yep.
up.
Oh, well.
So anyway, we're stuck at, we had one yesterday. Hopefully you know what that is, and we'll give you another chance coming up at 8 o'clock. $1,000, and then you join the $1 million Club. Now, that's exciting.
It's thrilling.
It's huge. It's the final days this week. Be
Start
listening.
Your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
And it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local store. They'll even bring it out to your curbside. Isn't that nice? Okay,
yeah.
LBF, what do you have that's so cool? You must share with the audience.
What is a dopamine fast and why should you do it?
A dopamine fast?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. Brian Bell?
All right. Found a new show on Netflix. Don't let your wife watch it.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The old cautionary tale?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you three fairly cheap products that could make your pandemic life a little easier. They're brilliant.
Okay.
Brilliant. Okay, LBF, let's hear it.
What is a dopamine fast and why should you do it? Apparently, some psychiatrist in California has sort of created this dopamine fast. He's used it on tech giants because they need to be their best self
okay.
to succeed. My friend Megan Johnson wrote a story about it, and I'm fascinated. She tried it. So what is it? It's avoiding impulsive behaviors such
I'm
as
out.
All right, Brian.
Such as scrolling social media,
yeah.
having sex, eating certain foods, and drinking alcohol that are reinforced by a flood of the brain's feel-good chemicals And the goal is to better manage potentially addictive behavior.
She doesn't want you to have relations.
Well, I mean, not like forever, but like when you go on a fast, you mean like she did it for 12 hours.
Oh, okay.
And so.
We can do that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, sure.
I think the worst thing to give up would be scrolling.
Yeah.
And apparently
for you,
it
for
really
sure.
does work. You kind of like feel much more focused.
Yeah.
You notice things. You're not.
It's only 12 hours?
Well, that's what she
that's
did.
No
but
biggie.
You could do it for a week if you wanted to.
You want to tell Dave or should I?
Listen.
That he can't scroll.
Yeah. You have to wait a week, Dave.
Oh, my God.
No scrolling
yeah, well,
for you.
I think he would be more upset that he couldn't snack on
Doritos. Yeah, is that what it is? That's where he gets
but anyway,
his dopamine.
Anyway, that's
from?
Where the dopamine fast comes in. And if you want to try it, let me know how it works.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, no. You first. All right, Brian Bell.
All right. Well, over the weekend, my wife spent some time watching the brand new show on Netflix, just launched a couple weeks ago. It's the new Marie Kondo. This one is called Get Organized with the Home Edit.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I
she spent
it.
The rest of the weekend buying out Target and the Container Store of all their clear bins.
Nice.
These two ladies, Clea and Joanna, it's produced by Reese Witherspoon and Molly Sims.
Why don't you like the show?
It reinforces the OCD behavior that my wife already...
Oh.
She's very organized. I am not very organized.
You're a perfect match. Right?
Our kitchen is now all sorted in clear bins, and everything has the... You have to put everything in the right bin. It's all cleaned out and neat. Looks good.
Does it? How long is it going to last? Till you get your hands on it?
I just
is it color coordinated? They color coordinate.
They color coordinate. They put
that's
things in different groups. Like
it's
here
a lot.
Are all the
they're kind of. I watched it and I'm not.
What's the name of the show again for folks who want to hear it?
Get watch Organized it. With the Home Edit.
There's some people who might get some benefits
it
was, from
you know, it
yeah.
looks good. But
you know, my wife did yesterday.
You're ready to clear everything out.
So impressed. Carolyn made a wreath for the front door. She makes incredible wreaths. I said, you ought to start your own business. How about that?
Really? What does it look like?
Well, you know, I'll show you a picture. But
oh,
it's just,
okay.
You will, it'll
is
knock,
it a fall autumnal?
Yeah, a slash Halloween-y.
But oh,
it'll,
Halloween-y. Halloween-y.
It'll blow your mind how good she is at that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she can start her own business. What do you think of that?
Okay.
Wreaths by Carolyn. Okay. Three things quickly that you should get right now. Anti-fog spray for people who wear glasses. Spray it on. And it keeps your glasses from fogging up.
Ooh, that'd be good.
When you wear a mask.
That's great.
I see that all the time.
Yep.
People are like, oh, jeez. It's called Fog On.
Fog On.
Fog On. Fog
Gone.
Not,
fog On. Yeah.
Not
Fog On. That's a different product.
No.
Fog On,
glasses.
Leg On?
like bye-bye gone. Okay?
All right, gotcha.
Bye-bye gone. Okay. Mask extenders so your ears don't hurt.
Okay.
Mask extenders. So they fit around the back of your head instead of your ears. You ever had that?
Oh, yes,
oh,
I know.
It hurts.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. I've seen them. I saw them on Amazon the other day.
There it is. And number three, a mask with a clear plastic window so people can see your mouth. You probably don't need it all the time, but are there times when you do want people to see your mouth?
Yeah.
You get it on Etsy for $25.
Show your disdain when somebody comes at you without a mask.
Right? So you're gritting your teeth. I see you. And you're... Glasses are foggy. You need some fog on. 625. That's three cool things we think you would
say my glasses
like to know. That's right. Fog on, leg on. Lots of sun today. The high is 65. Good morning.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Lots of sunshine today. High is 65. That is it. Chilly last night.
Yeah.
In the 40s. Clear night and 53 for the low. Gotta love it. Tomorrow's sunny and 76. It's 50 now in Boston. Let me make a Bob observation real quick. Okay.
Okay.
So you're talking about you get annoyed if somebody's not wearing a mask. But do you ever consider that there are people you're going to interact with during this whole COVID and you might have never seen their face, and you've seen them on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
Don't you want to say to them, hey, I'll drop mine if you drop yours.
No, what? Weirdo.
Don't ever say that to anyone, Bob.
I mean, just for a second.
Just no.
Go ahead, real quick.
Well,
Drop it.
No, real quick.
Boom.
I just don't think it's necessary. Why? Because you're gonna you're not allowed to judge them at all.
It's not judgy.
It is though.
I
if you dig
to
deep.
A fine establishment Friday night for dinner, or one of our first quote unquote date nights, had a fantastic server, but I don't know what she looks like.
So?
If I bumped into her on the street, it'd be. Unless she's wearing a mask.
She'd look the same because you'll have a mask
yes,
on.
Yes, exactly.
So a part of me is like, yeah, just take it out. You're good.
Let's see
what's behind the mask.
Isn't it a nice little mystery? In a world where there's nothing left to the imagination, this is interesting.
I don't know. Carolyn even said, wow, I wonder if she's got a pretty, like, what her mouth looks like. She seems very nice. She's probably this pretty girl.
Sure
she
does have a pretty mouth.
Then she goes, well, maybe she has bad teeth.
Well, there's the judgment. The thing is that you want to see so you can judge. So you should just let it go.
Yeah.
You judgmental.
No, I'm not judging.
Yes, you are. You want to judge, though.
No, LB. Well, Bob wants to judge.
Yes, he does. He wants to.
Yeah, I can't.
He wants to be like, oh, God, that was.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Saint LBF.
I am Saint LBF, and don't you forget it.
Yeah, what day do we celebrate that? Okay. There is some you could be. Here's a punishment for you.
Okay.
Eight people in Indonesia were busted for not wearing masks. You know what they were ordered to do?
What?
This is morbidity.
Oh, no.
They were ordered to dig graves for people who have died during the pandemic. Ooh. That was their punishment. Man, they know how to do it in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Home of the, what was that thing they used to do? With a stick? Remember that?
No.
The caning.
Caning.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They're tough there.
You just do that to your chairs.
Wow.
Yeah. Dig graves.
That's, once you get to the airport and in Indonesia, it's like, welcome, the home and of caning.
That's right.
Wow.
Wear your mask, you're going to dig a grave.
Oh, my.
All right, 6:32. What's coming up, Dirty Laundry?
Let's judge some celebrities.
Lauren.
Yes, we're going to judge some celebrities. Mm. Because that's what I do.
Okay, yes.
Not just strangers.
Yeah, yes.
Or wait staff.
You do. She was nice. I gave her a good tip.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's 6:45. Time to get the laundry out with LBF.
Okay. This is what we have to talk about, Dancing with the Stars, season 29.
Yes.
Jeez.
That means 15 years, though, right?
Right.
It's not
something like that.
29 years.
Just when you think about it in terms of, like, I've been watching Dancing with the Stars for 15 years.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
This is the motleyest of crews.
Yeah, it's getting worse
and
worse.
I mean, in total, there's no Tom Bergeron.
No. Although, you know, Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
She's big shoes to fill. Two pair.
Yeah.
And
she probably has bigger feet than
I think
she
she's got bigger feet. Yeah.
She did an okay job. It was animated. She came out in a really big dress. It was very. She made a statement.
Was she wearing
and I
a
like
mask?
That. No.
That's good.
Well, yeah.
Good. Did the dancers wear masks?
No.
Good.
So they're all checked. They're in a bubble, and there's no audience, and there's no backup dancers.
No cheering? They have fake applause?
They have fake applause. And so now I understand what you guys are talking about with the football game, because I didn't care about football, but when I was watching Dancing with the Stars, I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Right?
You know, they do like, they actually boo. Like
they boo?
They have fake boos.
Oh,
and like, so that's
they
really.
They boo like Bruno?
Yeah. Yes. Like,
okay,
so,
I get
anyway,
it. Anyway.
The big deal is Carole Baskin of Tiger King fame. We'll get to her in 1 second, but I want to say that a couple of people were pretty good. Backstreet Boy A.J. McLean. That's how they pronounce his last name.
Yes.
Yeah. Cheryl Burke's back.
Cheryl Burke.
Yes, she was. Oh, wow. She's a dancer.
Oh, that's right.
She did a good job. The person I really liked, Anne Heche. She used to go out with Ellen.
That's right.
She's like, who is she? I'm like, she used to go out with Ellen. And she had so much fun. She had like a She really kind of owned the dance floor, and I was very surprised by that.
How's she look?
Well, of course, Bob.
Is she in good shape? Ready
she's
to dance?
In great shape. She's like tiny.
She's skinny.
She looks good. You know who's beautiful?
Who's that?
Peta Murgatroyd.
Oh, yeah.
And Vernon David, who's a football player.
Davis?
Yeah. Oh, they've spelled it wrong here. Look, it's not my fault.
Oh, okay. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Yeah, what a good-looking dance couple they are.
Yeah.
But let's get to really the point of the entire show.
Oh, boy.
Carole Baskin, Tiger King star, made her debut alongside Pasha Pashkov. They danced to Eye of the Tiger, ruining a perfectly nice song, ending the night with the lowest score of 11 out of 30. And
wow, an 11? You could walk and get an 11.
She, you know what? Can I be honest?
Right?
I saw it.
Yeah.
And she did a fine job, better than I could do. I mean, you know, I sit there eating Doritos on my couch being like, she stinks.
Getting your dopamine.
She could do. Right. She did an okay job, but want to mention that the family of Carole Baskin's missing husband made a plea for help just as she hit the dance floor. In a commercial that aired during the premiere, Don Lewis's three daughters asked for help in solving that crime. It didn't air, I don't think, here.
Probably local in Florida.
Local in Florida.
Yeah.
But here's what...
It was a $100,000 reward for any information
any
on their missing
really...
dad. Yeah.
That'll trip you up. But...
Yeah.
She should, next time, Carol should dance to this song.
This would be great. Yeah.
Carole Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Okay.
Fed him to tigers, they snack it.
They snack it.
What's happening? Carole Baskin.
All right, they snack
I
it.
I love that song.
That's it.
That's it.
You done. That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
I don't know how you do any better than that.
I just don't
think you can.
Snack it.
Snack it.
Unless you're snacking.
I play that a lot.
Carole Baskin. I think we will. I think it's begging to.
Yeah.
It's 6:49. Lots of sun today and a high of 65, 53 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 76. Nice week.
105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, 7:12. This was inspired by Sudbury's own Chris Evans.
Yes.
Captain
Inspiration to us
America.
All.
America.
Captain America is right.
He didn't have a shield that day. No, he did
not. No, sir.
No shield to cover up. Okay, for folks who missed that.
I'm sorry.
Are you, though? I know you were Googling and giggling.
Googling and giggling is my favorite thing.
You had a gaggle of Googlers giggling when you guys were trying to find the pick.
Yeah.
And you did.
Yes.
Somebody found it for you. I'll leave it at that.
Yes.
Because you would never.
Never.
Never do that kind of search. Certainly not on a work computer. So that happened at an undisclosed location.
Yeah, Chris Evans was playing a game on Insta Stories, heads up, and he ended up posting his camera roll.
Yeah.
Like a snapshot of his camera roll. And on his camera roll were a couple of pictures of his.
Yeah. Well, it rhymes with pen.
Yes, right, right. And so.
Okay. So he owns it, though.
Yeah, he took it down, of course, not before people grabbed a screenshot, but he owned it. He went on Twitter finally and said, now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd.
That was his.
Very clever.
Was it? Okay.
Yes. And, you know, the thing is that you can see it happen. First of all, I mean, you can see
it
happening.
Do you have a confession you want to make, LBF? Is there anything that would be similar to Chris Evans that you want to...
You know what?
Yeah.
If I were that person who, like, had the hard body and whatnot, I'd have a problem.
Would do it?
I mean, I'd be like, taking pictures of myself. Look at this. Look at that.
Wow.
Why, Puster? It's not going to remain that way. You might as well get it on film.
I wouldn't think that was your... style.
You know, I protect myself. This layer of skin.
Sweaters.
and stuff underneath. There's really a shield for myself.
Yeah, so that's your
protect
shield.
Me from having this happen.
All right, so that's never happened to you.
No.
Brian, anything?
No.
No, me either. I mean, you know.
Well,
I was dating, it was Polaroids.
Right.
No, you didn't send anything to anybody.
Right.
If I had iPhones when I was in my 20s.
Yes, a whole different thing.
Who knows what could happen.
Dangerous. So I wonder if anybody's had a similar experience of either posting pictures that you shouldn't have or, you know, otherwise.
Well, like, you know, if you're on a Zoom meeting and maybe someone in the background is getting out of the shower, or if, like, you know, somebody's scrolling through. You ever show somebody your pictures
and
they start scrolling and you're like, no!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not me.
Don't do that.
Ahead. Here's my phone. I'll throw it to you right now.
Oh, no.
Clean as a whistle. boring. Very boring. Or maybe you're in the dating scene and maybe, you know, somebody thought that was a good idea to send you a picture.
Oh, who
like
hasn't
that?
Had that done to them? Not me.
What?
I'm not. Not me.
What?
Not me. But anybody under the age, anybody who's dating, anybody who is
an unwanted, unsolicited pic. Now let's just have some confession time. It's 888-410-1057. If it sounds like something that may have happened to you,
make Chris Evans feel better.
Okay. All right. Let's go. ROR. Hi.
Hi. I have a funny story about accidentally sharing photos.
Okay.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, we're interested.
So this one time, I made this post, and I shared a couple of photos about my son onto Facebook, and then I realized about an hour later that somehow or another, all 3,000 photos on my phone were posted to Facebook.
Oh my god!
3,000.
3,000.
And I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Wow. Would any be embarrassing?
I don't know why it happened. No, they're just stupid pictures.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I took a picture of the inside of my bathroom or something dumb. But
but yeah. But like, what if you'd had like, you know, a crazy week where you just decided to take nude photos of yourself and there were three.
Exactly.
Right, so you got to be careful.
Well, there were pictures when I was pregnant that, you know, I took of my belly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they probably weren't very pretty.
Right. And did you ever figure out how it happened?
No, I just realized it happened, and I deleted the post immediately.
Yeah. Oh, phew. Okay.
I didn't know you could post 3,000 pictures to Facebook.
I have no idea why it happened.
Well, that's let that be a cautionary tale to everybody else, because if you didn't figure it out, it could happen to any of us.
That's right. Or it sounds like you have a clean phone.
Let it be a cautionary tale to take the pictures off your phone after you use them.
Just print them.
Exactly. There you go.
Thanks, caller.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
See you later.
Bye.
888-410-1057. It's True Confession Tuesday. If you have a similar Chris Evans type of story, we'd love to hear it. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's 7:25. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian coming up 8 o'clock, or just before 8 o'clock. Song Scramble number 19 is waiting for someone to crack it for $1,000 than in the running for that $1 million. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be really nice.
Maybe take a vacation, get away, whatever. What
give
would
it
you
away?
Do?
What are you out of your mind?
I said get away.
Oh.
No, I did not say give it away.
You must have confused Bob for someone generous.
He's nice.
I don't know why you say that. I mean, it's not nice, but $1 million is it's a lot of money.
It's his money.
Yeah.
That's so he doesn't know it yet.
Okay. So maybe you could get away. Take a vacation. A lot of couples need it. According to a new survey, half of couples say it's been hard to keep the spark alive during the six-month pandemic. The three most common things couples have done to try to get the spark back are, one, at-home date nights.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Doesn't it?
I mean, it's just like, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Starting a new exercise routine together.
I tried that.
Did that work?
Dave's spark. Kind of given up on me. I do it, but he's like, I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'm going to have a sub. And number three, this is what I'm talking about. Planning a trip you'll take one day in the future kind of reignites the spark that, yes, you still want to be together. You still want to do things like travel. The survey also found the average couple hasn't taken a trip in 7 months.
Yeah.
Brian, sound familiar?
We went to the Cape.
You did?
Yeah.
With the kids. Couples with kids haven't been away without them in an average of 11 months. So if you have kids, you haven't been away from them for 11 months.
I haven't been away from Lucy for that time. Yeah. I think the last time it was February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
very excited for the kids to go to the schools tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
just to get them out of my house for a minute.
I would bet. Is that when they start? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
All right.
Can't wait.
I bet. So what's their deal? 2 days a week? Or?
Yeah.
2 days, yeah. Lucy's just remote only, so Lucy is hanging forever.
You're just going to forever.
She's just going to be my little pal, office mate.
You guys just have a little date night and... the spark will be there.
Lucy and I will love it. She loves it.
Yeah, right. Fine. Just try to help. Need a little spark to start the fire. Apparently not. All right, LBF, coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Well, we have the recap of Dancing with the Stars, which stars we put in quotes, but the real deal is the Carol Baskin. What happened? Mm. Was it a disaster? Did she try to kill somebody?
Right, well, she might after she sees her score.
How many outfits was she wearing?
Oh, boy, you have no idea.
Was she leopard printed, tiger printed?
It was a print of something.
Oh, God.
It was a massacre.
Yes,
yes.
743, LBF has your dirty laundry. I know it's all about this. Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Wannabes.
Dancing with Tigers.
Yeah, Tigers. Oh, my.
Yeah, so it was on last night. And let's just get straight to what everyone wants to talk about. Carol Baskin. She danced to Eye of the Tiger in an unfortunate ensemble involving Tiger, Prince, and Cat Prince. But Derek Hough had something to say, and
well,
this is what it was.
So Derek's the judge now?
Well, yeah, and that's an interesting thing because Derek is a judge because Len Goodman could not come over from England.
Oh, I miss
because
Len.
Of the COVID, and I miss Len too because he's grumpy,
he's
and
grumpy.
You always need a grump.
Yeah,
because it makes everyone else look nice.
So this is Derek Hough followed by the song "She Should Have Danced."
Yes,
to. Okay,
Derek,
yeah. Carol Baskin, you danced that paso, you smashed it. Well done. Let's go.
See
you.
So he must have heard it.
Carol Baskin.
Wow.
Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
That is
convince
catchy.
Convince me that's not Derek Hough.
Yeah, catchy.
Is that Derek doing that?
No, that's a TikTok.
Sounds like him.
It's really good.
But check it out.
Derek.
Carol Baskin.
Right.
You danced that paso, you smashed
it. Yeah, he saw it.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yep.
Great.
It was kind of a dig. Speaking of a dig,
I think so. How'd
Carol
she do?
Baskin's ex-husband, the one that everyone thinks that she got rid of and fed to the tigers, and is missing. His family took out an ad, I think locally in Florida, asking for their help in finding him, his killer, for a $100,000 reward.
$100,000 reward.
At.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was Dancing with the Stars, really different because Tom Bergeron and Erin Andrews are not hosting. It's Tyra Banks. She did a fine job. The only way I could describe it is very ballroom, like Pose. You watch that show, Pose? It's like,
no.
It's very she's very animated. I got to give her a little bit of credit coming out and doing it. But
taking the job of two people.
Two
That's
people.
Hard to do.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Erin Andrews, by the way, was talking on a podcast about how she got fired.
How'd she get fired?
She was on the putting green with her husband, and her husband said, "You have a phone call from ABC. They want to talk to you." And she was like, "Uh-oh, this is it."
Uh-oh.
So that was it. She just got fired on the phone. She said, "I felt sorry for myself, and I was kind of like, this is a terrible time to lose my job because, you know, you don't know when live television is coming back, and these are hard jobs to get, primetime shows." But...
Yeah. How'd she score that day, though?
Yeah, did she make the putt?
Yeah,
did
she putt? Get the
she
yips?
She may have just gone straight to the club.
Yeah.
And gotten a couple
hole.
Of drinks. Yes, exactly. The other thing, too, is that it's kind of interesting, this whole COVID reality TV thing with Dancing with the Stars. So there are no backup dancers. There's no one in the audience.
Yeah.
The applause and the boos are piped in, which is really weird.
So with football, they were doing that.
Yeah, and now I understand why everyone was so annoyed by it, because it's annoying. It's fake. It feels weird.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, it must be difficult for these dancers because you get energized by an audience. I know that when I dance professionally, I get very energized by the audience.
Yeah.
But, you know,
right.
I mean...
Well, and they're all locked in, too.
Yes.
Like bubbles.
Like a bubble
Like
world.
The NBA.
Sounds
so
fun.
I really liked Anne Heche. She did a nice job.
Who was the score?
What was the score?
The high score.
The high score was... Skye Jackson from Bunked.
Oh, the Disney Plus show, my
And her partner,
watches.
Alan Bernstein.
His name is Skye Jackson. She. Is he a basketball she. Player? Oh, okay.
S-K-I. Sorry. Yeah.
I was 21. A basketball player.
And Jesse Metcalf from Desperate Housewives, 21.
Who do you think's going to go? I think Baskins is out.
I think Charles Oakley will probably
You
go.
Think Charles Oakley's going to go before?
No, it's vote for the worst.
Yeah. Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Killed her husband, whacked him.
Yeah.
Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Yeah. Carol Baskin.
That's it.
I love it.
Dance
I
to
love
that.
It.
She might stay on.
Dave Falcone watched it.
Uh-huh.
Justina was his favorite.
Justina. Good to know. 747. Sweet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit WindowNation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today from Plainville. Let's say hi to Doreen. Good morning, Doreen.
Good morning.
Doreen, tell us a little bit about yourself. What are you doing these days?
Just kind of staying quarantined in Plainville. Done a lot of home renovations. Gone out on my husband's Harley and looking forward to being able to travel again.
Wow, look at that. That's what keeps couples together.
That's right. They got a great Home Goods in Plainville.
Do they?
Yep.
Good to know.
Yes, we do.
But your husband loves that.
All right, carry much back on the Harley.
No, I didn't think he would. He's looking for the husband chair like the rest of us. Doreen, let's play Super Smart. Okay, you ready? You know how it goes.
I'm ready.
Good. You get all 10 right. We'll give you $1,000. Then you can go to Home Goods or do whatever you want with, okay?
Sounds great.
If you're not sure, say pass. If we have time to it, we'll get right back to it. Here we go.
What's 6 minus 5?
1.
Which of the New England states is the largest in size?
Massachusetts.
Gingivitis is an inflammation of the what?
Gums.
What is a group of lions called?
A pride.
Who is the new host of Dancing with the Stars?
Pass.
Robin Wright played which character on Princess Bride?
Pass.
Linguini is Italian for little tongues, true or false?
True.
Which British singer had a hit in 2006 with Rehab?
Pass.
What word is used in Hawaii both to greet and say goodbye?
Aloha.
Which Italian artist painted The Birth of Venus, Michelangelo, Da Vinci, or Botticelli?
Da Vinci.
Who is the new host of Dancing with the Stars?
Pass.
Robin Wright played which character on Princess Bride?
Pass.
Oh.
Out of time. Well, Doreen, I know your strategy was to pass, right? But you ran out of time. You got 5.
Yeah, half right.
Not half bad.
Not half bad.
Here's what you missed and what you passed on.
Which of the New England states is the largest in size? Maine.
Maine.
The new host of Dancing with the Stars is Tyra Banks. Robin Wright played Princess Buttercup on Princess Bride. Amy Winehouse had the hit Rehab in 2006. And Botticelli painted The Birth of Venus. But good job. Okay. Good show.
Awesome. It was fun trying.
Well, that's the whole idea, Doreen. So listen, we have a nice prize for you. How about a $50 Legal Seafoods gift card? Sound good?
That sounds awesome.
I mean, if you're like me, you will say yes to the rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
No pass there.
No. Not at all.
No, just pass the rolls. Hey, Doreen, thanks for listening. We appreciate you, okay?
Thank you.
The good news is you still have a guy with a Harley, and
yeah,
my wife cannot
say
that. So you got that going for you. Wouldn't you like that, LBF?
Yeah. I mean, I admire people who are fearless. I'm like, I would be screaming.
Definitely fearless.
Yeah.
Do you ride on the back, Doreen?
I do, and my two boys are just as fearless as their dad.
Oh, God.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
So, shout out to the U.S. Navy.
Oh!
I have my youngest is in South Carolina right now. Mm-hmm. It's a nuclear training command.
Well, that's
so
awesome. Go Navy.
We miss him.
It's not just a job, it's
an adventure.
That's right. Thank you, Doreen. Have a great day. Well, I like her. She's very nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Harley dude, Navy
kids. Navy guy, yeah.
Sweet.
Wow.
Okay, if you want to play Super Smart, 60 seconds to go to WROR.com. You sign up there. Plus, you can play the home version of the game.
It's multiple choice, so sign up.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, indeed. So, LBF, what do you have that's cool you want to share today?
Something to look forward to in October that involves beer and pretzels.
Okay. Ooh. That's nice. Brian Bell.
Who cares what I have? Let's hear what LBF has.
We're going to get there.
I have the show that you shouldn't let your wife watch on Netflix.
I like it. And I have the snack. My wife's mind will be blown.
Oh, nice.
Her two favorite snacks are coming together.
As one.
Wow. Incredible snack. I shouldn't even share this. I really shouldn't because they're going to be in the pantry, on the couch.
In her
mouth.
Yep.
Okay. But I must. All right. Go ahead, LBF.
Okay. Well, Oktoberfest probably isn't happening in Germany this year or around here because of all social distancing rules. Yeah. But thank goodness we have Sam Adams and Auntie Annie's.
Auntie Annie's. What are they doing?
They're helping us celebrate Oktoberfest. It'll cost you $89, but it's going to be worth it. It's an Oktoberfest at-home kit. It comes with everything you need to celebrate. Each kit includes a 6-pack of Sam Adams Oktoberfest beer, 10 soft pretzels, 4 sets of Lederhosen suspenders, 4 hats, 2 glass steins, 4 special edition beer koozies, a recipe book, and an Oktoberfest playlist, and it's on sale for $89 at givethembeer.com.
How much Sam Adams do you get?
A 6-pack. But you get all this other stuff.
That sounds
soft
fun.
Pretzels.
Yeah,
it is fun.
That is fun. You going to do it?
I might. I
With
love
Dave and
pretzels.
Some Lederhosen? How sexy is that?
It's so sexy.
Uh-huh.
It's Lederhosen. I mean, if Lederhosen turns you on, you need therapy.
Right. You've had a lot of Sam Adams.
You watch a lot of Sound of Music.
The Hills Are Alive.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Why does he do it?
What? That's the next point.
I encourage him.
Yes.
Good boy. Okay, Brian Bell, what's cool?
All right. Well, this is what my wife did the past weekend. She caught up on this show on Netflix called Get Organized with the Home Edit. Now, if you're not familiar with this, don't let your wife watch this because then she spent her time at Target and the Container Store buying out all the clear bins.
Did she?
It's like the new Marie Kondo on Netflix.
Did she?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Our kitchen, she's trying to find as many clear bins as possible now with this. It's a show produced by Reese Witherspoon's Molly Sims. These two, you know, organizational experts come in and they do over stars' homes in some of these episodes.
Yeah.
And they just
organize
kind of
them up.
Organize everything and try to categorize and make everything look nice.
That's nice.
Our kitchen has never looked neater.
Well,
it sounds like you have a problem with that.
Well, yeah, if you get dragged into doing it, it's definitely a problem.
You did.
I want a follow-up. I want you to take a picture of that kitchen today. And then I want in 2 months to take a picture of those drawers in that kitchen.
I should have taken it before.
Yeah, you should have.
Ooh. What are you saying?
I'm just saying that it's very hard to remain organized. If Kate lived alone, she'd be fine.
Oh, yeah, because she's very organized. It's the rest of us in the house
exactly.
that have a problem.
Exactly. Wait,
are you encouraging her to live alone? Oh, boy. Yeah, for sure. Take that picture of Kate smiling as you leave. Okay, here we go. I shouldn't even do this on the radio. I'm only going to encourage, high caloric snacking, but I got to do it. It looks like two of the foods that you've eaten nonstop during the pandemic just got together, and here it is. Are you sitting down?
I'm always sitting down.
Good point. There's a new Reese's Peanut Butter Cup coming that's stuffed with pieces of potato chips.
Hot
diggity
dog.
There it is.
Whoa. That is something.
Yeah. You like
just
that snack?
Just in time for a pandemic.
I mean, why bother with one hand, in the bag and one in the
Reese's?
No. There's no word on when it can go on sale, but apparently it's pretty soon. A junk food Instagram account said they're really good and salty. If you like them salty.
Wait a minute. There's a junk food Instagram account, it's and called, I'm not the person who runs it.
Do you want to know what it's
it?
Called?
What?
Junk food leaks. Junk so they're leaks. Food. Junk food leaks.
Not upcoming. As appetizing a title, no. As you think.
No, I would definitely have a better name.
But they've leaked a new junk food.
Yeah, I know, but it sounds sort of like something happens after you eat junk food.
Yeah. I think Pringles had that problem back in
right?
the day.
Right, exactly. Olesta.
Oh, that's a different problem. It's 8:30.
Never forget.
You don't need an umbrella today. Lots of sunshine. 65 degrees today. Nice autumn day. Clear skies, 53. Tomorrow, sunny and 76. It is 51 in Boston. Did you go to the junk food leaks on Instagram account?
I don't know how legit it is. Like, there are some things, like Dunkaroos, that are legit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the key lime pie Kit Kat.
You don't think that's real?
I don't know if it's real.
They also have fruity cereal Kit Kats. They look legit.
Whoever runs the site.
His name is Carb Cadet, or her name.
Has a really good imagination.
You think so?
Well, yeah, like a tiramisu flavored Oreo.
That might be real. That looks real. Also, the M&M's fudge brownie, I've seen those.
You have?
Yeah, they're out.
Have you seen Sour Patch Chips Ahoy?
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Sour Patch Trips. Chips Ahoy?
Yeah.
Pass? Nope.
I don't know.
Yeah, this weird stuff. But the reason I brought it up is the Reese's Big Cup potato chips mixed in the peanut butter cup sounds pretty good.
Sounds delicious.
Now, you'd like your potato chips to come with tuna or your tuna to come with potato chips?
Either or.
They're going to get soggy. It's not going
to
happen.
I know, but isn't it true that you need a tuna fish sandwich to have and put chips on it and then squish it down?
It's
although,
a must. It's a must.
Yeah. If they could make a Lunchable like that, like a Lunchable that like you have the like that little round thing and inside it was bologna cheese, mustard, and then potato chips.
Oh, wow.
And you bit right into it.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. My mouth is watering.
Are you Carb Cadet?
No, but I could be.
In training.
Yeah.
Yes. In training.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. All righty. Don't forget, the summer of nonstop music rolls at 9:15. You know what that means at 9:15.
What's it mean, Bob?
It means 3 hours of nonstop music from the 80s
even.
And more. Okay.
How can somebody spin that long?
It's tough, but between Julie and I, we'll get it done.
Okay.
Just stand back. You're a cadet when it comes to that.
All right.
Okay, cadet. 5-7, WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:50. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Just saw a tweet somebody put out suggesting that Bill Belichick put a curse on Brady and Steven Gostkowski, the former kicker who left. You can see the hoodie. Given a curse. It's almost like a Star Wars thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You could see him with his hood on.
Or Voldemort.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
He did it.
I wasn't supposed to say that.
Oh, sorry. Whoops.
You don't want the hoodie to curse you, LBF.
Well, why is that kicker?
Steve Gostkowski. He was, I don't know, he left. I don't know if it's on his own or how that happened.
Oh.
But hasn't been the same since.
Oh, he hasn't?
Tom didn't look great the other day. It's only his first game.
It was
right?
his first game. You can't Jitters. Judge anybody for
He was trying so hard.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what that's like. But, you know.
I don't know.
It comes
I
easy
have
for
no
you.
No idea what that's
right?
like.
Right? You're easy. No problems. Tom was trying too hard.
He's intense. He's got to calm down.
That's what he needs.
That's the thing. Just go in. Be like,
the hoodie's in his head. I'm telling
that's
you.
That's
right.
Right.
Well, Gostkowski last night, he plays for the Titans now.
Uh-huh.
And he missed
four
kicks.
I remember
kicks.
Those guys.
Four kicks.
Four. But then
you remember
he hit,
the Titans?
But I like he, it. That was good.
That was good. See how
right?
easy
it, yeah.
I like it. See how easy that comes to her? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He did get the game winner last
He did,
night.
Though.
Oh, so then he's not cursed.
Well, okay, we'll see. Yeah. Hey, so Brian, the Celtics play tonight. Now, what is this? They're playing the Heat, right?
They're playing the Heat.
Are the Heat hot?
The Heat is hot.
The Heat is hot.
Ground is
heat
dry.
Is on.
Yeah, is the Heat on? Yeah,
full of sound.
So how do you like this series? Now, this is the East
Conference Finals.
Wow. Wow.
A chance to go to the finals if you win this series. And then the Lakers are waiting to face either the Nuggets or the Clippers.
Wow. I'm always waiting for Nuggets. How about you, Elliot?
Yeah, Nuggets.
I love Nuggets.
Me too. I'm waiting.
Yep.
It's almost lunch.
Yummo.
Yummo. Yeah, so who do you like?
The Nuggets should go after the Celtics, Heat. Get it?
The hot Nuggets.
Hot Nuggets.
Okay.
That's why we're
hungry as Joe in Boston.
That's it. Right, you like, do you like the Celtics?
Of course I do.
Yeah, but I mean, your head, what does your head say, not your heart?
They both say the Celtics.
They're
it's
going to
be tough.
Love it. Okay.
Celtics in six.
That's tonight. Could you imagine if this was normal times? You could go to the Garden, you know, fight for tickets. Brian be complaining he couldn't get any.
Yeah. Be like, how come everybody gets tickets to not me?
Right.
Blah, blah,
blah. There's a lack.
Yeah,
there.
Really. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, look at that. I saw last night on Facebook.
All those other morning shows went.
Wow. Well, there are good things that came out of this.
We're not hearing him, you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.